Welcome to the Cobas Podcast Series. I've got another episode for you. And of course, it's Emmanuel. So yeah, we're going to be talking Chris Brown. And not just Chris Brown, but we're going to be talking about non-Afrobeat artists and their influence on Afrobeat, or would I say Afrobeat's influence on them. So we're just going to be arguing, we're just going to be talking, not arguing, just talking generally.
Talking.
And really, we'll actually try and like, actually think about it and actually ask ourselves, like, among all these guys, who has really benefited or who has Afrobeat benefited from the most, you know?
Yeah.
And I started with the name Chris Brown because obviously, it's been clear that Chris Brown has been mingling with more of Afrobeat, with a lot of Afrobeat artists more compared to other foreign artists. And he has made a couple of songs, to be honest. Like, he's not getting a lot that I can't even really tell how many Afrobeat songs Chris Brown has got involved with. So I'll ask this question like to you. Who is Afrobeat's biggest external influence right now?
You talk about right now.
Okay, I won't say right now who is Afro, because everybody is saying Chris Brown, but I'm not going to pick Chris Brown. I have my person in my mind. Whether Afrobeat lovers like it or not, there's someone I'm going to mention. I don't care. It's Drake, of course. Me, I'm going to say Drake anytime, any day. The song, whether you like it or not, the song that gave the song that gave Afrobeat that small space.
One dance.
Whiskey benefited from the fact that his name was even listed in that song. I know he was actively involved in the making of that song. I heard he wrote it.
You know what he
but
me that
whether song. We like it or not.
You Chris hear Brown, part.
I heard his part. But I've heard the original recording. Like not the whole of it, but there was one this DJ played in a club.
Bro, God.
Well, it was not a lot.
Whiskey is an animal. Whiskey chomped that music. Bro. I feel like say Drake. No offense.
Drake knew
he was. Your friend Drake for that thing. Drake, let's never Drake come out to the voice. You're bad.
Drake is not stupid. I have a feeling Drake. Drake is a smart guy.
He don't say whiskey.
He knew this guy. If I give this guy too much chance, he go.
That's why he come out to the voice now.
Exactly. But to be honest, a lot of people will always say Chris Brown, but I still believe that Drake is still number one, whether you like it or not, because that one dance was more of like it gave I won't not Afrobeat, but it gave Whiskey that chance, you know. And Whiskey took his chances very well because he made good use of that global opportunity, and look at where he is today. And Whiskey was kind of Afrobeat on his back, you know. So indirectly, I would still always say Drake, but yes, we can clearly see the likes of Chris Brown,
Fox.
You know, chilling with a lot of Afrobeat artists, Fox. Doing a lot of Afrobeat songs. For I think people should not forget One Dance, like Fox. 2016, when One Dance came out, we just saw Drake featuring Wizkid and Tyler.
Fox.
That song.
Ah, the Tyler made that song.
It's a UK artist called Kyla. I think Kyla was, but not Tyler, sorry. Yeah, I think, yeah, that song was the big break for Afrobeat. But big shout out to Chris Brown, he's been doing well with a lot of artists. I'm liking the songs. But there's something I like though, but I'm liking the songs. I'm not gonna lie. But a part of you believes Chris Brown more than Drake.
Chris Brown has tapped into the culture more than Drake, bro. Like, yeah, Drake did touch the culture once or twice, but like, Chris Brown has more.
But the once or twice is massive than what Chris Brown has done so far. No disrespect. You can't compare One Dance to Love You Every Day, or whatever, with Whiskey, Chris Brown, Whiskey.
If it's so
African then, Bad Girl, Whiskey, then, and Chris Brown.
Then if it's like that, then you say Selena Gomez is the greatest.
No.
Because Selena has the.
Calm down.
I calm down.
I'm not a big Drake fan, don't get me. I'm actually more of a Chris Brown fan than Drake. But I just believe when a lot of people say, oh, Chris Brown, he has become a Nigerian, I just believe people are forgetting that. It'd be like say Yes, I knew Afrobeat was always going to be great, but whether you liked it or not, in the history, Drake played a huge role. That opportunity he gave Wizkid was the big break for Wizkid, you know, globally.
That's Big Wiz, bro.
It's Big Wiz, but at the end of the day, it was an opportunity, whether you liked it or not. Bro,
are you talking about Big Wiz now?
Big Wiz. Drake could have decided to not even include his name in that.
Drake love it try now because he's not going to play if not Big Wiz. Big Wiz.
Are you listening to Emmanuel? Are you listening? No, but
Drake don't say if you don't put Wiz. Wizkid.
But Wizkid, we all know he's big.
No, you should not be like Wizkid. No, I like Wizkid. Talk about the internet. Wizkid, you know, he's safe. You know, he's garish. You know, Drake don't be sure now. That's the Big Wiz on the normal level.
But yeah, but still, on stage was an opportunity. I will say it anytime, any day. An opportunity that Wizkid, yes, it took well.
The opportunity to Drake, say, cheap, Big Wiz.
You want yourself to be but still on stage, apart from Chris Brown,
it was an opportunity, but still on stage, bro.
It was an opportunity.
You know, I see an opportunity for Drake too. Yes, tapping into, bro, because Drake knew that. Let me tell you something. Drake knew that, obviously. Afrobeat, he's not like at that time,
bro.
Listen. Like growing up,
don't even think Drake really expected Afrobeat to get this massive.
Drake also is a businessman.
I'm going to tell you what's up, man.
Okay, talk.
Before Drake started mingling with Wizkid,
Chris Brown was chilling with Wizkid.
Chris Brown spotted Wizkid before Drake. Drake. But Drake was mingling with the Jamaicans a lot more. I want to say something. This is where the Niger factor comes in. If you give Nigeria one thing, it will make 10 things out of that one thing. The small opportunity Wizkid got, the small opportunity Afrobeat got, Afrobeat is where it is today.
Okay, make a shocking and say, no opportunity. When Drake give Wizkid, you don't forget that Drake did the remix of Ojole Bag.
Yeah, but
I ain't contact Wiz for that remix of Ojole Bag.
No, according to what I heard, it was through Skepta. Skepta told Drake. According to what I heard, check out this guy, and you know they did that thing. But you can't compare Ojole Legba's impact to One Dance impact.
Let me tell you something. Drake being like a massive artist, like a global artist, definitely
was a big plus to Wizkid's career.
Even Wizkid will tell you that himself. No, but listen. Let's come from a factual point of view. Now, and let me give you the difference. Now, in the century, the time we're in right now, in the music industry, it's not like back in the days where American artists, were like the global artists. Because then they didn't respect or fancy.
They didn't respect Africa. They were giving African artists awards at the backstage.
It was back in the days, it was like, it's a pleasure to chill with an American artist.
Yeah.
Because definitely on the global scene, maybe because they have more advertisement from Africa to all over the world. You understand? MTV base, all this kind of stuff there. If you see them on like, DJ Khaled, Rick Ross, it was like a pleasure. I'm chilling with Kanye West. It was like Kanye globally. They listen to hip hop and stuff. But now, in the time we're in, it's a pleasure for an American artist to be chilling with an Afrobeat artist.
It should always be a pleasure.
And the reason why I'm telling you now, the reason why Wizkid is Wiz of. I think when he entered into the scenario with Ojo Legba, when he called him Blue, when Wizkid called me Wizkid, when he called me Big Wiz, from Wizkid, when he called him Big Wiz, he
called Wizkid to Starboy to
Big Wiz,
Babanla to Big Wiz.
Exactly. Okay. When he called get that title of Big Wiz, now they come up, you know, understanding, you know, that's the notion, these people, they need us. They want to tap into our system. And Wizkid called me a safe word. Now when he talks again, when he talks about women who don't like Wizkid dying, And when Ian Nicki Minaj with Chimo said him career, really wants to put Thompson or something.
Yeah.
Where they come ask Whiskey for one interview for Nigerian podcast only. Where he's going to say more, you know, they think about me like Naki or something, when I just stupid business. See, if they go like ask him like, was he moving, you know, happy like Dominican, like, okay, so me, I'm an artist too. Say if Nicki ratio that waka come for studio, he said ratio that waka
come on, out. Exactly.
You understand? Because you know yourself, you understand? So the same way, it's a pleasure for Whiskey obviously working with Drake. It's also a massive pleasure for Drake working with Whiskey.
Of course, they both benefit from each other now.
They are working with not just a normal, they're working about with, we can say like the goat of African music.
True.
It just be like Ronaldo and Messi. You understand? They've known Whiskey.
True.
You're working with a goat of.
You're working with a legend. Exactly.
So they say it's a pleasure because you need them to enter Africa and say, no, bro, let's be honest, Nigerians, or Nigerians who has the best entertainment industry. When Nigerian fans are behind you, the whole world will know who you are, bro.
Exactly.
Look at Idabachi, look at any other thing. If Nigerian people throw you on Twitter, bro, everybody will know. If Nigeria get you, Nigeria even make sure say Elon Musk reply Erika. But Nigeria, we have a massive,
a strong fan base. Very, very strong. But once they are supporting you,
now the Americans have started to see this. They are trying to tap into the industry. And the problem is when the song eventually now blew because of their fan base, people start giving the credit to the American artists,
which is sad.
Artists, which is bad.
Very, very bad.
Very, very bad. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't believe it's obviously he gave Whiskey an opportunity, bro. He knew that Whiskey's talent, he needs that on the track, bro. And for me, I just feel obviously, if not because saying you feel inferior to Whiz, you know, for come on Whiskey voice for that song, bro. To an extent. Because when I hear, bro, listen, you might not be sentimental. It not be more say you guys show and see like yes, I feel inferior for the jam when you talk about. But there's no other reason to come on Whiskey voice for that song. Because Whiskey voice for that song,
let me talk on this. Have you heard like there's a snippet of the original recording DJ Maphorisa played in a club of that song. I've heard it. That was good, but it depends on the producer for one dance. Maybe chill. When you're making a song, there are so many verses, and there's sometimes you add, you remove. Maybe Drake thought, I preferred Whiskey in that background sound that he ended up releasing better than that. Maybe a future remix or a remake, you can bring that one verse into, but that's backup and wine at the background, the way he did it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it fit the music now. It could be a this could come from a producer's mindset that, dude, why don't you make these guys part like this? Because at the end of the day, the song was great. It's arguably Drake's biggest song till date. Wonders. Arguably.
Yeah, facts.
Because that song held the whole of 2016 down.
Facts.
Drake has not had music that will hold the whole year, we just hold everywhere.
Facts.
One Dance 2016 was One Dance. Yes,
facts.
Now. So, yeah, so. But before we end this episode. Exactly.
Even it's always with a bad man, One Dance, the guy said carrying him.
He tried, even though I don't know, some people were criticizing him, but I believe he did just to that. He did just to that song. So, yes, shout out to every foreign non-Afrobeat artists who have come into the game. Yes, Selena also recently with Rema, she's done madness. But
Nicki said don't try for the industry.
Yeah, Nicki has tried. Future did a song with Misty one time. Yeah, even Teams also. Yeah,
Teams.
But yeah, I think we still need to give Drake his flowers for putting and Chris Brown also. You know, yeah, I think yeah. Those guys are.
Chris Brown is here to produce like a hit,
massive song.
Like Blow My Mind was almost it, but it was not it. You understand?
Blow My Mind with Davido.
Yeah,
that was nice one. That was a nice one.
It, but it's not it.
That was a nice one. That was a nice one.
It's almost it. Like the two major hits we've had with collaboration from outside the Africa scene from the Western world. You have Selena, mm-hmm. you have Drake. Number one is Drake. We all know that.
It's not, when it comes to massive hits, when it comes to collaboration between a non-African artist and an African artist, the biggest is obviously Wonders with them Wizkid and Drake. Selena and Rema now Calm Down. Tames, Drake, and Future, Wait For You. That one in Grammy. Exactly. Those songs, I think this one's standard, but Chris Brown has been beautiful. I mean, I think he even has a Nigerian name. People don't call him Chris Brown.
Mona Lisa, how you doing, Chris Brown?
Yeah, Mona Lisa was good, but was it a massive hit?
Question mark.
No, it was good. It was a hit, but if I'm saying it was a massive hit, that means I'm saying this. Are you going to put it on the same level with Wait For You, One Dance, Calm Down?
I'm talking sentimentally.
Chill.
Sentiments.
Hope you guys enjoyed this short episode. We just decided we'll just talk about non-Afrobeat artists, you know, collaborating with Afrobeat artists, their influence, our influence on them. We just talked about talking about them, and
levels have changed though. Now Afrobeat artists were the top. Nigerian artists, to be precise. You know the
vibe. On that note,
we
leave you guys. Follow us on Insta. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
Stream our wherever our content.
Exactly.
Share to your family, your everybody, your loved ones, your everybody. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, we're out. Peace.
Thank you.